So zoos and aquaria are some examples of ex-situ conservation sites, as well as botanical gardens. Here, the species are serve two purposes, well, maybe more than two, but certainly public awareness and education is one of the benefits of ex-situ conservation sites like these. Many species, the only time they get to see these animals are in a zoo or in an aquarium. There's about 2,000 worldwide, with over 500,000 species within them. And so they can play a really big role. Captive breeding, some of these organizations are engaged in captive breeding. By all means, not all zoos and aquaria do this, but some of the bigger ones, one of their goals is to try to restore populations through captive breeding. And they partner with NGOs in the country of origin of those animals to get them reintroduced into the wild in some cases. Also, they can provide an insurance policy against the future through seed banking and gene banking, taking DNA samples from species and also protecting seeds so that if there is a species that goes extinct somewhere in the wild, we have the capability of reintroducing it through its germplasm. Of course, a disadvantage with zoos and aquariums and botanical gardens is that they are very expensive. They require specialized staff, they require specialized facilities, and they're expensive to run. And in terms of seed banks, oftentimes there's a limit to how long you can store a seed and have it still be viable when you plant it. So there are big facilities and studies going on to figure out how can we protect seed germplasm without it going bad. Of course, all of these facilities are also at risk of some catastrophe. You know, if there's only one place in the world where they have these things in captivity and that place burns down or gets flooded, that's a big problem. And there's an actual example of this with cheetahs that were raised in Oregon, brought into Oregon for captive breeding purposes. As you know, cheetahs went through a population bottleneck. It really reduced their genetic diversity, and they wanted to take them into captivity to try to increase their numbers, increase their fitness level. And a facility in Oregon, unfortunately, was hit by a disease called feline coronavirus that killed some of the cheetahs outright, but also completely eliminated the probability or possibility of reintroducing them into the wild because the risk of this deadly virus getting out into the wild population was too great. So, in the end, all the cheetahs that had been brought into the Oregon facility for captive breeding had to be euthanized.